From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. New Mexico State Police have not released the name of the victim whose vehicle was swept away by the flooding waters on Tuesday and drowned. Carlsbad Fire Chief Rick Lopez elaborates.
Barricades up at the Radio Boyd low water crossing there for Dark Canyon. We had a driver attempt to make it across. He did not make it across, got swept away.
So how deep was the water in that area when the driver attempted to cross?
It was several feet going across the road, but then there's holes. It's rough in there, so it could be 14, 15 feet deep in areas.
The body of the driver was recovered late Wednesday. Eddy County Emergency Manager Jennifer Adamandatis reports that.
So we monitor Dark Canyon. We monitor the gauges of water coming down. And we had hit 21.6 was the record in 2014. And yesterday we got all the way up to about 20.
City of Carlsbad spokesperson Kyle Marksteiner says some streets remain closed.
The San Jose Boulevard low water crossing. And to make sure people understand, that's not the big bridge. That's the low area kind of behind La Tienda. Hidalgo Street low water crossing. And then the three-way intersection over on Radio Boulevard.
Because of the heavy threat of rain this weekend, the UFO Festival in Roswell has moved most of its UFO activities inside to the Convention Center, which includes the Chevelle Shepherd concert on Saturday. City of Roswell spokesperson Todd Wildermuth tells us more.
Unfortunately, we had to cancel a couple events like a road race and a golf tournament, but all the other significant events from a concert to movies and some other things, the city's 4th of July celebration, we're moving those from outside to inside just so we can be prepared for whatever weather we get the rest of the week.
There are new state laws that go into effect today, such as alcohol, where retailers are no longer allowed to sell minis or closed containers with less than 3 ounces for off-site consumption. However, alcohol delivery is now an option. Another significant law goes into effect today, the New Mexico Civil Rights Act, which allows individuals to sue state or local government agencies for violating their rights. So if a New Mexican feels that a public official or organization has violated the rights or privileges under the New Mexico Constitution, they can take the public organization to court. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.